Neil Young wants his music pulled from a popular streaming service. Taylor Swift gets an apology from Damon Albarn. And Billie Eilish is among the acts forced to postpone their Canadian shows. It's Tuesday, January 25th, and here are your latest music news updates brought to you by The Filter. Canadian music icon Neil Young has demanded that his music be removed from Spotify due to its complicity in spreading misinformation around COVID-19. In an open letter to his manager Frank Gironda and label boss Tom Corson, which subsequently deleted from his website, Young accused the streaming service of spreading fake information about vaccines, potentially causing death to those who believe the disinformation being spread by them. The 76-year-old told his reps, "I want all of my music off their platform. They can have Rogan or Young, not both. Please act on this immediately." Joe Rogan has been widely criticized for sharing misinformation and amplifying conspiracy theories about vaccines on his podcast. English singer Damon Albarn has apologized to Taylor Swift on Monday after supposedly claiming she doesn't write her own songs. Earlier, Swift blasted the 53-year-old voice of Blur and Gorillaz in a tweet. "I write all of my own songs. Your hot take is completely false and so damaging," she wrote. "You don't have to like my songs, but it's really effed up to try and discredit my writing. Wow. P.S. I wrote this tweet all by myself, in case you were wondering." Albin replied, "I totally agree with you. I had a conversation about songwriting and sadly it was reduced to clickbait. I apologize unreservedly and unconditionally. The last thing I would want to do is discredit your songwriting. I hope you understand." Swift reacted to a tweet by the Los Angeles Times promoting an interview with Albarn. "Billie Eilish, I think she's exceptional. Taylor Swift, she doesn't write her own songs." In his conversation with Albarn, reporter Michael Wood pointed out that Swift writes and co-writes her own songs. "That doesn't count," Albarn is quoted as saying. "I know what co-writing is. Co-writing is very different than writing. I'm not hating on anybody. I'm just saying there's a difference between a songwriter and a songwriter who co-writes." He added, "A really interesting songwriter is Billie Eilish and her brother. I'm more attracted to that than Taylor Swift. It's just darker, less endlessly upbeat, way more minor and odd. I think she's exceptional." Among those coming to Swift's defense were her collaborators Jack Antonoff and Aaron Dessner. "I've never met Damon Albarn, and he's never been to my studio," tweeted Antonoff. "But apparently he knows more than the rest of us all those songs Taylor writes and brings in. If you were there, cool. If not, maybe shut the F up." Dessner tweeted, "Not sure why you, Damon Albarn, would try to discredit Taylor's brilliant songwriting, but as someone who has gotten to press record around her, your statements couldn't be further from the truth. You're obviously completely clueless to her actual writing and work process." Billie Eilish is set to announce that her upcoming concerts in Montreal and Toronto will be postponed due to COVID-19 restrictions in those cities. The singer's Happier Than Ever tour kicks off on February 3rd in New Orleans and is scheduled to stop at Montreal's Bell Centre on February 15th and Toronto's Scotiabank Arena on February 16th. Eilish is also due to perform at Rogers Arena in Vancouver on March 24th. Ontario is not allowing concert venues to operate at full capacity until March 14th. Between January 31st and February 21st, venues like Scotiabank Arena will be limited to 50% capacity or 500 people, whichever is less. Kacey Musgraves, who bumped her January 24th concert in Toronto to February 25th, will also be announcing another postponement. Other concerts impacted by Ontario restrictions include John Mayer, Journey with Billy Idol, Tame Impala, and Tyler the Creator. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.